Doyle's administration secretary asked DHFS to plan for the cuts in light of the legislature's ongoing budget stalemate. The department's plan would cut overall Medicaid spending by about 20% compared to the budget Doyle introduced in February. Hospitals and health clinics would bear the lion's share of the reduction, with about 35% cuts. DHFS Deputy Secretary Karen Timberlake says the hope is that this plan is never needed.
But the fact of the matter is that the legislature has not done its job and adopted a new biennial budget now more than 2 months into the new biennium.
The plan would deal nursing homes smaller 15% cuts to their budgets. Timberlake says that's because they depend more heavily on Medicaid funding. The Wisconsin Hospital Association's Eric Borgerding says that if you take the proposal at face value, it amounts to an annual $100 million cut for his group's members. Borgerding says they're concerned with this approach, since even without any action, Wisconsin's Medicaid budget would remain solvent until March of 2009.
We're kind of scratching our heads, wondering why the state's Medicaid program seems to be the first one on the chopping block because the legislature can't pass a state budget.
The governor's budget is a mixed bag for the Hospital Association, which favors the idea of a cigarette tax but opposes Doyle's proposed tax on hospital profits. Assembly Republicans want to get rid of both taxes, but Democrats say the extra revenue is needed to cover rising Medicaid costs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.